Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Carly. I'm praying everyone can hear me. I just want to say tonight's show is one of the shows that I've been dreaming of for a very long time because, you know, everyone knows how much I love Lotta Wright, Carly. Everyone knows that, you know, I'm a big Carly fan and I don't hide it. And I will never hide it because Carly rocks. You know, maybe being a little nicer to Elizabeth. But she's on her way to the show, and I cannot wait. It's going to be a very fantastic, crazy little show, may I say? Because, you know, this is daytime after dark, you know? We need our little crazies. So I'm waiting for Laura to come on. And she has not come on yet. So, I just want to say that, you know, people, that I just want to say that, I'm excited. This will be a very good show. And, it will just be fun and it will be amazing. And, yep, and it will be fun. And, yeah, and I'm just waiting. 805, okay. Okay. So I'm just waiting on Laura. Hello, you on mail?
Hello?
Who is this?
Dom.
Hey, Dom, okay. I'm just getting everyone an area code. Do you want to speak to Laura?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My area code is a 208.
Yep. Oh, okay. Thanks, Don. Okay. 805. Okay. Well, tonight will be, you know, good. And so we are just really waiting on Laura. She should be here anytime. Yeah. She should be here anytime. So, Friday show is still happening. Oh, okay. Okay. You guys, Lotta Wright is in the building. The wonderful, the crazy, the sexy, the most great actress on the 8th. And Lotta Wright is here, you guys. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. Give me a figure.
I just want to say... Okay.
Hi there. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful that you called in. I'm so grateful that you have taken the time, and I know we have a half an hour. So I just want to say, though, before we get to all the calls, you have been amazing. The last 3 months, you have been on your A game so much. Between,
thank you. Well, the writers make it easy.
Well, I mean, between you having to tell Jason Robin died, and between you throwing the bass almost at Johnny, with I thought he really deserved. By the way, he should have not done that to you with Kate. You know, and just so you know, you fan base of men is astounding because people are the one you're with. Sean and Carly. Zani and Carly, or Carly and Sunny, or Carly and Zax. You have a lot of feelings, and I think that's great.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I'm having a blast.
And your scenes today with Monique Bernard with Sunny about talking about Kate outside of Kelly's was really well done. It was like, wow. You know, even though she has a DID, I won't hold it against you, but you did kick her butt. That fight, you guys, you did kick her butt. You did very good.
When? What are you talking about?
A couple of weeks ago at the Metro Code.
Kate. Right. That was so fun. I had a great time working with Kelly. We had a blast shooting that.
Well, it looked like it looked real, actually. It looked like, wow, she's going after her, and this is going to be good. I rewound it a couple of times. I'm not afraid to say people.
Yeah, we had a great time working together.
Yeah, and congratulations on your Emmy nod. You're going to win again. I feel it. I said it the other time. Yeah, and so are you enjoying the storyline that you are in right now, or are you enjoying it, or would you, you know, want to be in another storyline, or, yeah.
No, I'm fine. I love it. I love whatever they give me. I love everybody that I get to work with. We always have a good time. You know, whatever they choose to write is fine with me. I don't, you know, it's just my job to do it and have a good time.
Well, I still to this day love the Jason and Carly relationship. You guys have something magical, have something that bond can never be broken, ever. I mean, but the other day it didn't dawn on me until yesterday that you and Lulu need to kiss and make up because I miss you having seen the Zuli. You and Lulu were great, and you guys haven't been able to work together, and you guys have Zani in common now, so you guys can bond over that.
Yeah, I don't know how much we'd bond over Johnny, though, because she used to sleep with him, and now, and you know what I mean? So, Carly's not a good, she doesn't like to share men.
Well, I know, but I do miss the
Lulu.
They
have to
find
something else to bond over. And I think it's going to happen. We have a story coming up that I think puts us at least in the same vicinity. So we'll see if it happens.
Yeah, well, good, because
I love working with Julie. She's fun.
I mean, you guys look so much alike. You guys could be Memphis sisters. So that in itself is really good. And, you know, I just think you have been so amazing. And I cannot wait for the summer to see what else Carly gets into. You know, I mean, a lot of people might look at you as like a bad, bad, bad Carly, or I can't believe she done that, but me, I'm like, oh, good for her.
See, I don't care. You know, I sometimes look at, I have to tell you, sometimes I get the script and I go, oh, I can't believe she's going to do this.
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
And I understand it, you know. I mean, I want to have the character that people can't believe. I want to have the character that no one really knows what she's going to do next. And that's fun for me, you know. It's a fun character to play, and it's always a good time to be the person that says what everyone else is thinking, but nobody else says it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know we have limited time, and you know, if it were up to me, I would talk to you like all night. But John, tell me you
have
them.
I know. I'm so sorry. We have a TV show coming for our house tomorrow to shoot some stuff here and over at the winery. So,
oh, cool. Yeah, the winery.
I'll be twittering when it's going to air, but because of that, we're very running around our house like crazy people.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah, you have a lot of calls, so you don't mind taking some calls,
no,
right?
As long as
okay.
they're nice to me, if they're mean, that you have to hang up on them.
Okay, yeah, believe me, no.
I'm kidding.
Someone wanted me to ask you, are you going to Boston Revenge? Do you like the show Revenge? Because the season finale of the show Revenge is on tonight.
I haven't seen it yet, and blah, blah, blah. I have not seen it yet.
Yep.
And my daughter and I watch that together, so we'll probably watch it tomorrow night. But I love Revenge. I think it's amazing. It's fun, and I love the characters, so I love that show.
Yeah, you know, I think Lisa gives you like a little day part on that. Oh, on Grey's Anatomy. I really think you would do good with Grey's Anatomy, too. Like
well,
for one day.
Thing is, it shoots on the lot, the general hospital shoots, so it should be no big deal, right?
Yes, people, we need to start, Laura, a campaign for that. So, yes, I am going to bring people on before they kill me, and believe me, they will kill me, Laura. 859, you on the air?
Hi, Laura. This is, I go by Shiloh, but my name's Dawn, darling.
Hi.
Hi. I want to thank you for all your work in the soap community, and I wish I worked with who you get to work with, named Maurice, Steve, Brandon, Ingo, and now Todd. I mean, really, life has to be good. To be Carly.
I'm a lucky girl, huh?
Okay, my
you know,
question
I'll
is.
I have to honestly say, and the great part about my day and my job is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I get to work with cute guys, but, you know, I get to live with one, so I feel like, you know.
I know.
I'm so used to that, but I'm so fortunate to work with these guys that are also, they're great guys, they're super fun to work with, they're also talented, and they're also different. So it's just always a fun day, you know, no matter, Maurice, I can have, I mean, there's just a easiness and a history of the characters that are there that are so great, and we have so much fun. And then Brandon's totally different actor, and he challenges me on totally different levels. And then working with Roger is such a new experience, and he's so funny that you would never know how funny that guy is. So, you know, I just feel lucky that I get to work with such great people, you know.
Well, you rock with whoever you're with, but I got to ask, is there any maybe chance that the guys are going to let you and Liz become frenemies maybe, kind of?
I don't know. You know, I have to honestly tell you that I don't know how frenemy that Carly would be with Liz. You know, they're such different people.
I know, but that's what
and,
I like.
I think there can always be, like, a certain respect there, but I don't know, you know, everything about Elizabeth is, and vice versa, I'm sure Becky would say the same thing about Elizabeth's opinion, you know, everything about Elizabeth, Carly's like, because Carly can't, you know, Carly's not like that, and it's Carly's insecurities as to why people like Elizabeth drive her crazy. It's certainly not a wonderful quality that Carly has. it's what makes her that kind of character that's got skin under her nails, you know? I mean, Carly has had to claw and come up from the gutter, basically, to be who she is. And I think it's those experiences that make her the kind of character that looks at this sweet, beautiful, wonderful person like Elizabeth and hates her because of she's sweet, wonderful, and beautiful. You know, and you know, Elizabeth's the kind of character that would probably easily befriend someone like Carly, but Carly's like, you know, Carly looks at Elizabeth and sees everything she's not and can't handle it. And actually, it makes for great soap story because then
exactly.
You have built-in issues. Like, you know, I mean, I look back and I crack up laughing every time we have to say things to each other because we're like, you know, like how ridiculous, but it's funny at the same time. I think if we get too friendly with people that we're not, then we become really wishy-washy, and then we don't have clear ways to tell story. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, like I had those great scenes with Sam, but Carly and Sam aren't best friends. Carly and Sam aren't going to hang out. You know, they had a moment, which was great. And then you move on because if Sam ever did anything that Carly thought was against Jason, bam, you're gone. You know, like
mm-hmm. yep.
because Carly's loyalty lies with Jason. But you know, Carly is human. If you know when Jake died, and you know, I mean, there's always going to be a connection that Elizabeth's son saved Carly's daughter's life. So. There comes the human connection. So on a human level, I think that these people, you know, were all intertwined. But on the catty, bitchy, you know, what's she doing here type of, you know, story, I think if we all become friendly, then we have no story to tell.
I don't want you to be totally friendly. I think Liz can hold her own with Carly. And I think you two were up to the challenge if they'll write it that way. And I want to thank you so much. I know there's lots of people waiting to comment and stuff. But
I know, and I'm such a talker.
You.
I'll just keep talking.
Well, thank you for everything. I've been watching for 45 years this show, and dang it, I am not giving up on it ever.
And neither are we, and thank you
good.
So much.
Night. I'll be listening.
Sure. Cool, right. So Lord, we'll put you back on hold.
Thanks.
Okay. I mean, what you were saying really quick, Elizabeth called me friends. Yeah, that would not probably happen. But I think what you did when Robin died, said to Johnny, you know, I have to get to Jason because Jason loved you. I thought that was very grown up. Of Carly, and I thought sneaking in the hospital was the funnest thing I've ever seen.
Well, and you know, and I think she feels that way about anyone. I mean, she's annoyed with all the other women in Jason's life because, you know,
yep.
if I need mm-hmm. you, they may be there. And so it's a very immature cattiness, but funny. But I'm really sorry for the banging in the background. My husband's putting our new oven together.
Cool.
It's so funny. I should take pictures.
Yes.
He looked at me
you
like,
too.
You better
people
know.
Would like that. Okay, well, we better take more calls. Oh,
okay.
You know,
okay,
hello. Yeah. 781, Kathy, you on the air with Laura.
Oh, I'm excited. Hi, Laura.
Hi there.
Hi. I just want to tell you, you're my favorite collie.
Oh, thank you. And where are you from? I hear that accent.
Oh, Boston.
I love it.
Well, I have a two-part question, kind of. I just wanted to know, do you have any favorite actors that you like to work with? And my second part of it is, who are you friends with on this set the most? Kind of hard, huh?
Wow, okay. Who are my favorite actors to work with? You know, it's so funny that you know, you and I could go down the cast list and I could tell you everyone that I work with and who they are and why I like working with them and stuff like that because everyone's different, you know. Everyone has a different, you know, I have a different reason for liking to work with them. Like, you know, working with Ingo was like working with spending a day with my husband. Like, I spent so much time with Ingo, so it was so normal to come home, go to work, and hang out with him.
And
you could tell
on screen.
Every day. Yeah. I ate every single day that Ingo and I worked together. We had lunch together. And I don't even know if we even talked. Like, I don't even know if we ever wanted anyone else to go to lunch with us, because then we'd have to make conversation. And Ingo really, we never really talked. Like, we would just eat real quick, and I'd call and order the lunch on the way there so it'd be ready when we got there. We, you know, inhaled our food, paid separate checks, got back in the car, drove back to the studio, and then grabbed our scripts and would rehearse. Like, it was truly like an interesting working relationship, because we were like buddies, you know, but very different. We never hung out after work. John and I went to his house once. So it was really interesting. It was very much a respect. I love working with Kelly Sullivan. She's fantastic to work with. She's so professional. She's, you know, she's such a great actress, and she's just a blast to work with. I love working with Roger Howarth. He's just so much fun. Maurice, hilarious. Brandon, funny. He always has this funky snake mug that's on set every day for rehearsal. You know, Steve Burton, you know, always, you know, he's like a brother. I mean, that's, you know, our relationship on set and working together is definitely like a brother-sister.
You're answering the two-part with one answer, so that's good.
As far as who I hang out with, Julie and Kelly Sullivan, sometimes Kelly Monaco if I'm down in town. Who else? Gosh. That's really it. Well, you know, if we do local wine tastings in L.A., Bradford and Brandon come to those. So, you know, but I spend so much time with people at work that when I'm not working, I kind of want to be with my family, you know.
Well, thank you. You answered the question. I was just curious. You know, I'm a fan, so I want to know what's going on.
Yeah,
it was great to talk to you, Laura, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, well, Laura, this one, Kathy and I are totally cozy lovers, and when we have debates on the show, Kathy is the one person that backs me up with you, so yeah.
Yeah, we stick
awesome.
Up. We stick up for you no matter what anyone says.
No,
we're
no.
Just,
well,
big
that's
fans.
Nice, you know, but I have to honestly tell you that I really don't care what people think. You know, let me tell you why. Because I'm Laura Ryan. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. Carly's a character that's not real. I have a great time playing her. I don't write her. It's just my job to do what I can. And, you know, it's like if someone doesn't like the character of Carly, that's their right. And if someone doesn't like me, they don't really know me. It's like,
exactly.
You know,
but we like the character,
Laura.
We do.
Well, I'm very protective of everyone I work with because, you know, I know these people personally on a real personal level. I work with them every day and, you know, everyone does the best they can, and everyone's got their own life to live, and everyone comes to work and does the best job they can and then goes home and tries to have a decent life. So we're all human, you know.
Exactly. Okay, Kathy, I'm going to put you on hold, and
thank
I'm going to get two calls.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. By the way, Kill... when you work with Anthony again, Anthony, you guys have the most fun uncle-niece relationship that is so dysfunctional, but it's so funny. You guys are funny when you're working together.
Oh, thank you. I love working with Tony.
I mean, he should pay you for eating at your restaurant or, you know, But I don't think he's going to, and I just find it funny that you just kind of let him, and I just, there's a kind of cute bond between you guys that I love it. So, okay, let's see, who are we taking? Okay, 208, you on the air?
Good evening, Carly. Good evening, Miss Wright. How are you doing this evening?
Hi there.
Before I do have a question about Guiding Light, but before I do, I want to I said Guiding Light, so there we go. that's where I first know you. I know you as Kathy from Guiding Light, and it's funny as I'm talking to you, certain mud fight involving you, Crystal Chappelle, Ron Raines, and Bradley Cole comes to mind. But anyways.
Fun. We had such a blast shooting that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I watch that on YouTube all the time. And those are the moments where you must think, where I could pretty much, I couldn't tell which was the, whether you were the characters or the real people. You know, the line between the fiction and reality was blurred. But, yeah, it looked like you guys had fun doing it. But what I wanted to ask you was, you went from an iconic show to an iconic role. And I was just wondering, what was the process that led to you becoming the fourth Carla?
I was on Guiding Light, and I could feel it starting to change. And can you shut those doors, please? I work at Renee's to eat. I was on Guiding Light, and I could feel everything starting to change and shift. And so when Brian Franz called and inquired about my contract, which was up in like a month and a half, and offered the role of Carly, I thought it was best that I move on and take a role that forwarded my career. And it was a very hard decision because I loved Guiding Light. I loved the people on the show. I mean, I was there for 8 years and had my kids there, and it was a really big, it was a hard decision, but it was a really great move for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. In 2007, Guiding Light had a really big, big storyline involving a bunch of masked men holding hostage everyone in the Metro Court. And what I wanted to ask was, what was your reaction when you found out that they're going to do this, and what was the experience the process of going through that? Because I've seen some of the stuff on YouTube, and it's pretty good for daytime TV. It's pretty good stuff. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff. We had a blast shooting it. You know, those things, those kind of scenes are great because half the cast was either inside the Metro Court, the other half was outside. You know, trying to get everybody out. So you were, you know, having scenes where the whole cast is together is always fun. The writing was fantastic. We had great stuff to play. I love that kind of stuff. We had a great time, you know, and I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, it did, especially with the twist involving Mr. Sebastian Roche, or however you pronounce his last name. You have a good chemistry with Chad Duell, Michael. And I was
I love him.
The character of Michael is kind of interesting to me because I know the history of Carly. I know that he is a Corinthos by name, but he is a Spencer and Quatermain by blood. So you have like three different families represented in one character, and I think that the maternal relationship between Carly and Michael is pretty convincing. And I was wondering, the first time you saw, because I know he's still kind of new. I knew he replaced Drew Carey in the role, but when he first came on set and you started to act with him, did you sense that there was something good between the two of you?
You know what it was? I had no idea they were recasting. The only actor I think who knew was Dee Burton. And I think that's because he had to rehearse. Like, he had to audition. And, you know, I really trust Steve. I think Steve is great at... He knows his stuff. And when Steve, you know, he was recasted during the murder trial of Claudia. So, I mean, that was huge. And, you know, Steve just kind of looked at us and he's like, yeah, he's perfect and he can do it. And you know what? Our stuff was so heavy that at that point you had to go, great, awesome, let's just tell story. Because there was, you know, I mean, there wasn't even time to think about it. We had to dive right in. And I loved Chad then, and I absolutely adore him now. Like, you know, Chad's just a great guy and a really open actor. You know, he wants the input from his fellow actors or his director and his producers. Like, he's so like, tell me what to do and I'll do it, you know. And he's like a sponge; he absorbs everything. So he's a dream to work with.
Yeah, I've seen, and it translates on screen. There's good chemistry between the two of you. Was it fun, weird to work with Sarah Brown, knowing that she was the woman who originated the role that you've been playing for 7 years now?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It weird to work with Sarah Brown, knowing that she originated the role that you've been playing for 7 years now?
Oh, the first, maybe, you know what? All of that was in my head. The first, it was the anticipation of Sarah coming that maybe had me freaked out. The first day I worked with Sarah, she made me feel, and it was all her, she made me feel so safe and secure and wonderful that, I tell you, I loved working with her. I worked with her her first couple days, and then I worked with her her last. And I can't tell you that there's not a more professional, more giving, more talent. I mean, I raised Sarah Brown up. I think she's an incredible actor.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I've been watching General Hospital since January. I'm still kind of a new viewer. But, the show has been amazing these past 4 months, especially with Ron and Frank in charge. And I just hope that come April 1st, we'll celebrate GH's 50th. So I'm going to go ahead and take my leave. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me, and I'll continue to watch GH. It's not just the best soap opera. It's the best show on TV. So you have a good night.
It is fantastic, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, Dom. Call back in, Dom. Laura, did you have time for one more? Because I know you need to get going.
I have time for a couple more since my husband can't seem to get the oven to work.
Oh, Tiazon, I'm sorry. Maybe he just needs a bang it. I don't know. I know nothing about ovens.
He knows how to do it. I'm just giving him a hard time.
Okay, so I am bringing on my co-host and also she does her own surveys on radio, Christy, you are Mayo.
Hello. Hi, Laura.
Hi there.
I just want to say, first off, thank you so much for coming on Carly's show, not once but twice, because you are her idol, and she totally acts like Carly Jacks from General Hospital. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I am the Jason Morgan to her Carly. I'm her sounding
yeah.
board.
Yeah.
So,
she is.
So funny.
Yeah. So Shiloh kind of took my question already. So I'll just kind of ask you something else. What were your favorite scenes to do with Steve Burton? Because I also love the Carly and Jason relationship.
Oh my gosh, my favorite. I'm sorry, my husband's banging on something now. I don't even know. I mean, I love. You know, I have to say, I have scenes coming up with Steve that air in a couple of days that are so awesome, and they're finally Carly giving Jason advice instead of Jason always giving Carly advice, which are great. And they don't start out that way. They start out differently. I loved when Michael was shot and it was Jason who never left Carly's side, which makes sense. And I think, and I will say that as much as I love those scenes, I believe that if Ron and Frank were producing, they would even be more because, you know, there's no one who would be by Carly's side when Michael is hurt than Jason. And I get that Sonny would be there, and again, that story was written where Sonny had his own demons because of his own guilt, and, he was with Michael. But Jason would never leave Carly when it came to Michael's life or death situation. And so I think you would have seen that even more than you did if they were producing and writing. I guess those scenes were, but it's anything with Steve. I love the wedding scenes when Carly married Jax and she had to have Jason there or it couldn't work. You know, like, I just like her dependence on his safety net, you know, knowing that he's there. is a very big deal for her, you know. Knowing that he's always going to be there is a big deal for her. He doesn't always have to physically be there. But, you know, he's like the mom, the dad, he's everything all in one for her, you know. He's the one person that loved her unconditionally and never left her. And that's supposed to be mom and dad that do that, because who really is going to love you unconditionally outside of your parents? Because, you know, that's a hard thing to say and do. And you know, she didn't, even her parents didn't do that for her, because they both abandoned her. Well, one didn't know about her, the other abandoned her. But, you know, Jason's the one person that even in his right mind, even knowing her as, and all her flaws, that I'll always take care of you. And has, you know, has never not followed through on that promise. So I think her dependency on Jason goes far deeper than just, you know, wanting him to be there casually. I mean, it's like life or death for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. I mean, it certainly makes for an interesting relationship and an interesting need that I get to play, you know.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will let you get two other callers, but thank you very much for answering my question.
Okay. Can you guys hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I can take two more callers.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me see. Okay, my little buddy Candace will kill me if stop being my little media press people. So, Candace, you're on the air with Laura.
Yay! Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
I'm Carla from Baltimore, Maryland.
Maryland. I know Rockville.
Hi there. I've met you several times, actually, and I just wanted to say you're one of my role models.
I'm sorry.
I literally, it's funny. I literally remember when you were living, you were on the city,
yeah.
And it's funny that I actually learned how to rollerblade because of your character on the city.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I am going to be attending
a rollerblading.
Be attending your wine taste event in August in Maryland.
Yes, I'm going to be in. We're going to be in outside of Baltimore. I think Towson. I don't know where it is really. We're going to be in Maryland August 11th.
Mm-hmm. And my
we're
question.
Super excited. And we're going to be in New York, Long Island, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey next weekend. Not this weekend, but next
Ooh.
Weekend.
The following weekend. Okay. I might attend to that too. Is out of all the storylines that you have done, from Loving to Gotten Light to General Hospital, what has been your favorite and your worst?
My favorite and my worst. Well, I mean, I have to say it's worst, and could definitely go back to Loving. I mean, because I didn't really know what I was doing. We did a storyline on Loving that to this day, if I were sitting here with Roger and Michael Weatherly and Amelia Heinle and Rebecca Gayhart, we would all say we have no idea what this one particular storyline was about. It was so bad that we were like, okay, and Paul Anthony Stewart. We called it our Scooby-Doo storyline, something about a haunted house, but I was kind of a ghost, but then I wasn't. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So we never watched it until the end of the storyline, and then we all, like, came to my apartment one night and just watched it, like, you know, 4 hours worth, which was easy to do because it was a half-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
So that would rank up there with the worst, just because to this day, I don't even remember what that was about.
I'm pretty sure if we put it on YouTube, it would come up. We'll just put it.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, it was so terrible. You know, I loved the Casey Alley storyline on Loving. Mm-hmm. On the City, you know, that was only a year and a half of that show, and I just think the whole premise was so fun and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Guiding Light. You know, Richard and Cassie. Who didn't fall in love with Richard and Cassie? And then their hearts broke when he died, and then he came back, you know, like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so awesome. I loved working with Bradley Cole. You know, he was like, you know, he was like a buddy. And then on Drill Hospital, the only storyline I haven't liked, I've only disliked two storylines. I hated the way Michael came out of his coma and hated his mother.
Yep.
I mean, I liked that he hated his mom, but I think there could have been a little more, I think there could have been a little more of softening somewhere. So, I mean, I don't feel like that. I mean, I get that he woke up and he was so angry because she wasn't there, but then I think it needed to evolve to a nicer place, and I don't think it did that well. I also didn't care for how Jax left because, you know, I hate the way Carly and Jax broke up. I don't think they ever would have broke up that way. I think they were a great pairing, and I hate the way they ended. And so did Ingo. Both of us really hated that and had no control or power and just kind of had to do the best we could. But, you know, I certainly have way more likes than dislikes. I mean, I think I have, in 21 years of a career, I have 1, 2, 3 things I didn't care for. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. That was good. A question I've always wanted to ask you, and I'm like, okay, when am I going to get a chance to?
Well, thanks for asking.
No problem. So I'll let you guys go because you have probably another caller. So I will see you in August, and Carly, I will talk to you in August.
Okay. Okay, our last call. I love being in control of the sister, Laura. I mean, Laura. Yeah, I love being in control because basically I can pick and choose, and yeah. 508, you're on the air.
Hey, Carly. Hi, Laura. My question was, if you had to take a different approach in respect to originating a role or taking it over when it was already established.
Well, I've done both twice. I did, you know, I originated the role on Loving and I originated Cassie on Guiding Light. I have to tell you, taking over Carly on Drill Hospital was the hardest thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's all mentally harder because you really don't want to disappoint. You don't want to, you know, upset anyone. You don't want to offend the audience. You don't, you know, you have actors that are used to certain things that you want to make happy. You have writers that are writing you a certain way, and especially the fans that, you know. And then I had to be Sarah, Tamara, and Jenny Bransford. So. It was really difficult, but I couldn't be happier now. I mean, I have to tell you that if someone said, you know, I have to say that every role that I've ever played has been perfect for where I was in my career and my life. I could never have started Carly. I didn't have enough knowledge or I had no idea what the hell I was doing. So to start with this sweet little character, Allison Rescott, or Allie Rescott, on Loving, and I, you know, worked with these amazing actors that taught me so many incredible things and grow up a little bit. And then I thought, boy, I just know it all. And then I go to Guiding Light, and that's like a whole other world. It was initiation, and then, you know, Cassie had a little bit more spunk and fight, which was a little more me. And then 8 years later, when the character of Carly was offered, it was like, hell yeah, like, this is me. This is what I should be doing. But I could have never done it before. So I just feel like everything always happened for me right when it was supposed to.
Yeah, those other two steps were probably necessary to get you where you were today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens with life. I think a lot of people, when if you look at your life, you kind of go, wow, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen, I think. You know,
yeah, I do too. And I think, unfortunately, with the, you know, the cancellation of One Life to Live, it was bad, but in a way, it was General Hospital's blessing, because in the 4 months that Ron and Frank have been there, the show is 1,000 times better, and the writing is top-notch, I can tell.
I'm telling you, I love them both. I love, and, you know, I know people are complaining. I'm going to say this. I'll say this all the time. There's only been a, not even a handful of characters from One Life to Live come over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this is my opinion of that. I would like to think that if it was General Hospital that was canceled instead of One Life to Live, and all of the General Hospital fans got to see a couple of characters they adored brought onto One Life to Live and still kept it going a little bit, what a gift that would be for those people. And what a gift it is for the actors that have kids and mortgages. I mean, you know, we need to get out of ourselves a little bit and realize that we are all human beings, and we all have jobs and mortgages and lives outside of these soap operas. And this is a human, you know, response, which is these actors have jobs again, and they give new life to us on General Hospital. And I couldn't be happier, you know. Roger Howarth, Taya, Michael Easton, Kristen, all of these people on the, these are now my co-stars. These to me are not people that are on One Life to Live and have invaded their hospital.
I said that to someone the other day. I said we need to stop calling them One Life to Live people. They are General Hospital people.
They are General Hospital people. They are my co-stars, and I am just as proud to work with them as I am anyone else on the show. And I'll duke it out with anyone that disagrees, because you know what? It's life, man. It's like, thank God Ron and Frank came, and thank God, you know, I mean, I love watching Michael Easton on the show. I love getting to work with Roger Howard. But little Kristen is adorable and brings a whole new element. You know, it is what it is, and it's not changing. It's not going away. So, you know, we got to, like, welcome them with open arms, and that's just the way it is. And with that, I have to go feed my family.
Perfect, Laura. Thanks for doing this. And I just want to say in this album, have a good dinner. And by the way, everyone loved it when Cassie DePiva came on to General Hospital. You and Bill had that little bonding little thing. I loved it. I love working
with Cassie. She's super fun.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. I hope you come back soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Laura. Bye. Okay, so, Carrie, are you here?
Yep.
Okay, Candace, Silo, I love you, Kathy, Silo.
Hi.
Christy,
hi.
773, you on? Allie.
Hi.
You on, too? Okay, Allie, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't pick you. You can kill me later. So sorry.
No, I'm not going to kill you. I didn't really have a question. I was sitting the whole time thinking. I was like, oh, my God, if she goes and puts me on air, I don't have a question. I'm going to look stupid in front of freaking Laura Wright. I was, like, panicking over here.
That was an awesome
my
show.
Question. I was like, oh, what am I going to ask?
That was an awesome show, guys. Great questions. Great listening to Laura. I mean, she sounds like a person I'd love to meet.
Me too. I'd love
exactly,
to be around with
yeah.
her. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and if people think I pick the numbers by my little favor to them, yeah, because really, I picked Silo, but I was supposed to pick Kathy first, and I'm thinking,
right.
Oh, shit. I'm like, oh, shit. I mean, Silo,
okay.
I love you.
We got
you
on.
Know that.
We got on. It's all good, dear. Don't
it's
worry.
All it's okay. I was nervous that Silo was going to ask the same question as I was going to ask. I got nervous.
Yes, Silo, thanks for asking my question. Because I was going to ask if Carly and Liz could ever be friends, but I think you kind of answered that.
I think I have a really good question.
While I was freaking waiting.
What?
I was going to ask, if I got on, I was going to ask her what character, whether they died or left the show, would she bring back? And now, and she had to pick somebody besides Jack and Robin.
She would have to pick somebody besides Jack and Robin and Bobby.
I thought of another question to ask her while I was on the air with her, and I'm like, oh, crap, but I got to let her get to other people.
Yeah, I think we all could have asked more. But
well, yeah, because Linda Lacey was going to come for the whole hour, but then, you know, that TV thing happened.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I had to mute my TV because I forgot. I was like, that's right, she's not watching it. So I was glad that she said she's watching it tomorrow. So I had to mute my TV and put closed captioning on so I can watch Revenge.
I'm taping it too right now. I'm DVRing it.
Well, see, with the DVR, because I had Idol on, I was recording Idol. And
I was watching
it
Idol.
7 minutes. It went 7 minutes over, here at 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So I'm like, shoot. So I had to cut the DVR short. Like, I had to, cancel everything. That took forever. And I was like, okay, I already know who's going to win. And thank you, Fox. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but thank you, Fox, for making me a believer. And then I was like, okay, it's revenge time. And then I was like, oh, Lord, Wright's going to be on the show. I'm like, oh, too much. Thanks, Carl.
Having on a Wednesday night was a little,
it was great.
I have a thing for Shiloh.
Yes.
Now, do you understand why they cannot be friends?
Yeah, but I still think they.
Okay.
I think they'd be a good love-hate friendship. I really do.
She kind of explained it though. She did. I love her.
She said. She's insecure of her. She would love to be like her, but she can't.
Well, we see Carly insecurity every day.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty obvious trait. I'm just so impressed that the way she talks, the way she loves to talk about the stuff, and Kathy, I agree. I thought that was an excellent question, and I love Ingo and her. So I'm glad that they love their pairing.
I think you can tell on screen, though, that they were. You could tell.
Yeah.
They were very. I was upset when they broke them up.
Me, too. I like them together.
Great radio. You're going to be leaving me in a minute?
Yes, I got actually. I should probably just leave you now.
Tonight we will be talking about my abandonment with you. So
you know I have to do another show, and it has a totally different audience than yours, so it's all good, right?
Well, but, you know, I love it when you're here with me. You know, when you're
trying to talk to me.
Yes,
don't tell me about the last Glee. I didn't see it yet. Don't tell me.
I won't tell you, but you guys better watch Revenge stat because I'm trying to watch it at the same time.
I'm not watching it today.
Like,
don't tell me about Revenge either.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, I don't want to know about Revenge.
Don't tell me.
There's a lot of OMG moments, so you guys are going to be, flipping out when you see it.
I can't wait. It's holding your breath right now.
Yeah, but remember, you guys, that later on in Ender, she injured herself. She's, the most fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that a little more Friday, how accident prone.
because I get to make a note of it.
If you check my personal Twitter, CreativeFan15, you'll see some tweets from yesterday and see kind of what I did to myself. So
Yeah, I saw your Facebook. I commented.
Oh, man, guess what? What?
Whoever is in the Chicago area, I will be there in July.
Ooh,
where?
Let's hang out, girl.
I hope to be in California
in July.
I'm going to be at downtown because Park Lane, it's a jewelry company, it's having a convention in July, and I'm going to be there for like 4 days.
Cool. Well, we should definitely meet downtown or something.
Yeah.
Seriously, in Alba, too, or Alicia.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Do you know your dates that you're going to be here?
I'm going to be there. Let's see. I get in on the 19th later, and I have a banquet. And then I'll be there on the 20th and the 21st. And I'll be there, I think, on the 22nd. And then we're leaving sometime at the, on the 22nd.
Oh, shoot. You know what? I'm going to miss you because I'm going to be at Becky's thing.
I was going to say, that's when Becky's thing is. I know. Damn it.
All right, I'm going to go, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
All right.
Talk to you Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and remember, Saturday night, people, even though Layton and I are not responsible people on Saturday night, you guys can all tune into the Rand Room to hear Allie's little rants. But, you know, really, they are not as fun as mine. So just keep that in mind, people. This, you know. But, Kiri. Kiri, you're still here, right? Did Kiri?
She must be gone.
Really?
Kiri, yes, you left me.
Call back, Kiri.
Kiri?
She's probably went over to Chrissy's show.
No, she's in the room. She just isn't chatting.
Kiri, she hung up. Get your ass on the line here.
Kiri, call back, you little person.
Oh, my God. Sorry, y'all.
Yes. Candace. Do I have to surprise you? You know. But I just wanted you guys to know that was like the interview I did with Laura was all from my head. It wasn't outlined. It wasn't scheduled. It wasn't outlined.
You did good, Callie. You did good. It was awesome.
I know.
It was awesome.
I know.
She
you
said
know, it was normal.
I wish she had more time.
Yeah, I do too.
I know.
I had to call Carly today to tease you, Carly.
I know. Well, yeah, I was just. But no, I was doing fine here. Someone texted me to remind me about the interview tonight, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So because I was busting my voice today because. You know, I did not want to, like, ruin my little voice. Okay, and Alisa, are you still here? Okay, Albus, okay, Alisa dropped too. What is going on, people? Why are you dropping, like, butterflies, people?
Like butterflies? I don't think butterflies drop that bad.
Okay, I could say something
else.
They
probably went off to see what Christy did to herself.
Yeah.
Okay, all I gotta say, I love her, and you guys know I do. But, yeah, no, I thought I was, until I get this text at 5:28 Monday morning, are you awake? I'm like thinking. So I went back to sleep for like an hour, and she goes, I feel again. I'm like, again? So she feels twice in one day. And I'm thinking, you know, and My guy told him, like, I'm like, you know what? You need to go to the hospital because you could milk this. You don't. I'm like, you could totally milk this.
I don't care if you're okay, but you can milk this up here.
Yeah, I mean, oh, 773, you on the air.
Okay, it's me again, Charlotte.
Oh, well, Lisa,
so
Lisa,
you know.
Well, I didn't fall. Christy fell. And
well, I know Christy fell. How did Christy fall?
Getting off a train. She was getting back from New Orleans, and
so
she
was maybe inebriated, or
no, she wasn't. Nothing.
Well, you said
that
was back from New Orleans. I'm like, okay, is that what you're saying?
No, she just came back, and I guess she fell, she fell again at the bus station. I think she fell twice. And she injured her wrist, and she ended up with a stress fracture on her leg.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, and she has to do home therapy.
Oh, my gosh.
I am being, you know, the nice co-host that I am. I told her that, you know, I was very proud of them because she was in so much pain. I know. I feel really bad. I mean, I honestly feel really, really bad for her because I'm like, okay, that's not supposed to happen. And and I hope the Boston Celtics won tonight because if they didn't, someone that we know.
That's probably where Carrie is watching that.
Yep, Carrie's watching the game.
Yeah.
You can't let it go. I'm hoping.
When you said that, I thought, oh, that's where Carrie is.
If Boston loses, I'm not going to be able to stand her for a couple of days.
I told you I had a good feeling that, Boston will win, so I'm just praying Boston wins. Because if Boston loses and does a game 7, we are not going to be having a very happy Carrie.
No, we're not. Nope.
Yep. And, you know, you guys.
Whoever's not a Celtics fan will be happy.
Well,
yeah.
Yes. But has ever, what was it?
Well, I don't know if it's done, but it says 76ers, 82 Celtics, 75.
Oh,
God.
3-3.
Yeah,
that's
not
good. That's not good. That's bad.
The second half.
Because it can go either way then.
Oh, God, okay.
Come on, upload. Darn you freaking computer.
But you know, you guys, I feel like we are going to have a very happy.
The series is tied 3-3, so.
Yep.
Shit. Carrie, do not name those people.
That means now they need one more to break it. So it could go either way.
82 to 75.
Yep.
Celtics 7.
Oh,
Charles.
Sorry, I have everybody on here. I am going, the rant room will not be on this weekend, but I'll be on next weekend. The reason is because my cousin is coming home. He's been in training and everything, so he's going to be home, and we're going to have our Memorial Weekend party.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is this your fifth fly weekend, or... And that Labor Day weekend when you have that, you know, you have that thing over at your uncle's,
we're gonna do karaoke. We're gonna do karaoke at this party. Yeah.
Fun.
Karaoke, formal ride, it's an all day thing.
Well, I am having it so far today. I know it's the weekend of Memorial Day, but I don't think any of you
guys
are going out.
Good, I'm
going
to need it.
Okay, because no one is going out of town, right, this weekend?
I'm not going anywhere.
You know what, dear? You know, I don't think anyone really can afford to go anywhere right now because, well, I just found out Washington State is, like, paying higher of gas than you got, like, the East Coast people. I'm like, that's not nice of them.
Why? What are you paying?
Yeah.
Well, like, $4.19.
Oh, my God. It was $3.59 yesterday here.
Yeah. We are paying the highest. Because
to,
it's from
$3.70 here in Ohio down where I am.
Okay, so it might have gone up since yesterday here. Because
yeah.
We usually track with, like,
I just remember
because I went over to Kroger's to get gas, and everybody who wants to save on gas, shop at Kroger's, get the stupid Kroger card, always use it, because I save 60 cents on gas.
Yep.
For the whole thing. So, like, instead of paying the $3.70-something, I only pay $3.11.
That's good. And my parents know, but we go to Costco, and I guess Costco is cheaper than anywhere else right now. But, yeah, but we have $4.19 at the pump, and it's just like, I'm like,
holy
and
crap.
And it's going to get higher this weekend.
Yeah, now it comes up everybody's vacation summer. So
yeah. Exactly. And
that's when I got to rent a moving truck.
I heard that they just want to raise it all to $8 and forget about it.
No. It should be down to about $1 a gallon. We have plenty of fuel. The Saudis have gold everywhere.
Yep. And, you know, and it's sad. It's sad because,
yeah,
I mean.
Sad. There's no
because,
control.
I mean, exactly with it, and Kathy.
Yes.
I was gonna save this rant for Friday, but I don't think I can anymore. Fuck you, ABC. Not ABC soaps, okay? ABC Primetime, and Kathy knows why I'm saying this.
Is this about Grey's Anatomy?
Hey,
no.
Don't ruin my yes. This
oh,
is
oh,
don't ruin my
about,
little.
Oh, okay.
Don't ruin my little brand, Al. I love you, but yeah.
God,
I agree with you.
I agree.
I don't care if anyone hasn't seen it. Okay, I saw it this weekend, and really wish I waited because it sent me to a whole new level of absurdness. Because I'm watching, I'm like, okay, come on, Lexi will be fine. Lexi will be fine. Lexi's not fine. And
I cried my eyes out.
I was like thinking, okay, why are they doing this? Why did they do this to us?
I'm not happy at all.
I
just
love
saw everything on Twitter.
Candace,
I just saw everything on Twitter. Horrible.
What?
Everybody on Twitter was like tweeting about it, and it was I was like, oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah, I kept thinking they better not kill her off. They better not, and god damn it if they didn't do it.
thank you, because
I'm still mad about it. Can you tell?
You know what? Tyler, I was trying to get a hold of you this weekend because Carly was not okay. Carly was not okay Sunday night. Carly threw the pillow at the TV, and Carly almost threw a suit at the TV, but I thought the suit might really do damage, so I didn't. But, you know, so I decided, you know what, Grey's Anatomy, you really want to do this, okay? So I think we need a start campaign on the show to get Lexi back. Because this,
well,
this, what?
I can tell you one thing. I haven't even watched it. I had it on I was on some on one of these chat things, and I just saw it, and I was so upset. I have not watched it yet.
I was crying.
Aww.
And you know
was
what, Shiloh, when you see it, right, it's so moving because of mine.
Yeah, it is.
Because of mine.
And, you know, I immediately went into fanfiction.net and started reading every story I could find with those two because it pissed me off so bad. I'm like, you know what, I'm getting tired of not getting my couple.
And he's bad,
well,
too. He's hurt, too.
Yeah, and...
Oh,
what?
Oh, yeah,
he's
looked
hurt. Yeah, and you know what? I kept screaming at the TV guys. I was kind of crazy at that point. I'm like, you know what? If you have fucking crab, Bill, if you had, oh, no, none of this would be happening. Those two guys could lift you up or something. I was mad. And then seeing...
Oh, yeah.
Meredith finds out about her sister. I was in tears.
That's how I can't watch it. I'm like, I don't want to get that. I mean, if I'm upset just seeing what's going to happen, I don't want to watch the episode.
It was surprising if you didn't know it was going to happen because it was surprising, wasn't it, Kylie?
Oh, I know.
If you didn't know.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, come on, the commercials, to like six of them, six of them are going, and one won't return. Well, you know what? Honestly, I never thought it would be her. I thought it might be, Arizona. That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, and I called my mom because my mom was, like, warning me. She's like, you're going to be a little upset, but no calling me at, like, midnight and saying fuck or whatever. So I texted her that. And I'm like, wait, too Lexi. And my mom's like, yeah, I know. And my mom's not happy with it. And, you know, I usually save the season finales of Grace because I will watch them later because they are so good. I deleted this one. I never want to see that ever again because...
Yeah, I can't bring myself to watch it and get upset all over again.
Because, you know what?
Because
you just killed Meredith's family off in a sense because her dad is, you know, kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Crazy or whatever. And Lexi's mom and Meredith's mom passed away. So Lexi and Meredith were the only family, and they were bonding, and they were finally getting along, and they were finally in this great place, and Lexi was babysitting for them and, you know, helping out.
Well, I wanted Lexi back with McDream.
Monk.
So
McSteamy.
McSteamy. That's
Me
what
too.
I thought it was, McSteamy. Somebody said McDreamy a while back, and I'm like, I thought it was McSteamy. Well, it doesn't matter. I love Mark. I love the actor. I love Mark. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. If he goes back to that Yankee, whatever
I know.
He is.
Me too.
Oh, I was like,
you know
oh,
what,
my
but you know
God.
What? I keep thinking, you guys. Okay, I keep thinking we need to We need to flood their voicemails just like we did when Becky got fired.
Yeah, but
she's dead.
She's real dead.
Okay, yeah. But I
think Lexi would have been happy if she would have gotten put back on a front burner storyline. The actress, I mean.
Did she want to leave?
I think she did, but I think it's because she's been backburnered so badly.
They had her hopping around
with these guys.
Mike is not doing too good either. He's dying in the show.
Yeah,
but I think... Really?
Yeah, no. He's not doing too good. He's just... Meredith saved him by sticking a friggin' pencil or something in his chest.
Yeah.
with the tube and everything else.
That I didn't even watch. When I saw the safety pin thing, I said, oh, no, I'm not going there.
Oh, with Derek, the safety pin. That was disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. Don't need that kind of up close and personal special effect.
No, that was bad.
What was the safety pin thing?
I got kind of grossed out.
Yeah, I kind of went to the bathroom and I paused it after that. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, that grossed me out.
They were trying to fix, wasn't it, he had a broken leg?
Oh, it was
his arm, wasn't it?
Was his arm?
I
think it was his arm.
Yeah. And she had a big old safety pin, and she used that to close it up, kind of. It was really descriptive. And I'm just like, okay, I'm glad I don't have the sound on, because I really can't do this. You know, between losing Lexi and that, and seeing how bad Mark looked, and I'm just like, I can't do this.
And you know what, all of you should just blame Kathy on this, Paul, because she kept telling me, you gotta watch it.
You're gonna blame
when
me?
When I said,
she threw
not
you
in
under
a
the
bad
bus
way.
Here.
No, not in a bad way. Calm down, Kathy. I'm not going to throw you under the bus. Don't worry. I just said, you know, when you kept saying it's good, you're going to cry, whatever. And what I kept saying to you, is it Lexi? It better not be Lexi. And you did not say a thing. I'm like, oh, shit, now I have to. I'm going to go watch it. And I texted my mom. And I'm like, Mom, what is Lexi? And my mom's like, oh, let me bring you over some ice cream. And I'm like, you want me to bring me ice cream or I'm going to be upset over something really bad? So, yeah. Yeah, that's how I knew it was,
Now you're making me hungry for ice cream again, dear.
I've
been craving ice cream with this warm outside.
Oh, Candace.
Okay.
Candace, you're on here. You're on him.
All right, guys. Ladies, I'm going to get off here and go to sleep because I have work in the morning at 7.
Oh, okay. Night.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, so we lost Allie. You know, we could play a game. By the way, Friday night is a two-parter to the game we played on Friday night. So get ready for more sex little thing.
That just sounded so wrong just now.
What?
I know, but
I'm a little bit guilty right now. So, like, you know, I'm the innocent one. And I just, you know, that was a dirty promo, Carly.
I'm proud of you, though. I just think that this show needs to be a little sexed up. Just a little, not sexed up in the Kelly Monaco way. This sexed up with a lot of, with that game we were playing. Because that game last week, I figured there was like 5,000 ways I could ask the questions about questions like that. And, you know, and it would get us off debate question because, you know, I cannot wait until end of Zoom. I cannot wait to end of Zoom.
I'm hearing some stuff, and I'm liking this better be true. And it better be something better than a kiss.
And July will be very good. And July will be very good. And this summer is going to be rocking. And this summer is going to be a summer we want to tune into.
Well, good, because if they end up pulling this show in September, I'm going to be real upset if we don't.
Yeah, they're not pulling
the
show in September.
I'm not counting on it, but I was kind of upset when I read that they were going to bring that damn show on. I'm not watching it, but.
Which one?
The Good Morning or Good Afternoon.
Oh, nice.
I'm not going to watch it either because I watched something at 2.
I won't watch it.
I watch Days of Our Lives. I tape it at 1, watch it at 2.
GH starts at 3 here for me.
Me too.
So I'll watch.
These are the hourglasses, and these are the days of our life.
See, Days of Our Lives at 1 o'clock here, so I record it at 1, and I watch it at 2.
Oh,
and I watch Young and the Young and the Restless at 12:30, 1:30 Bold and Beautiful. But if I'm able to watch, I watch Young and the Restless at 12:30, and 1:30 I watch Bold and Beautiful. Then 2 o'clock I'm all ready for Days. So I have a good schedule if I'm able to watch. If I'm home, if I'm here, you know, I have it all set up, so it's good. And then General Hospital at 3. So I have no need for those other stations. I don't have any need to go
watch
them.
I watch Days of Our Lives is on opposite YNR here, so I watch YNR.
Really?
Well, it is here, too.
Yeah.
Really, it is here, too.
Well, because here it goes YNR at 11, B&B 12:30, Days of Our Life 1, and General Hospital 2.
Yeah, get that all early.
So we get it
at
12:30. Dr. Russell's is on 12:30 to 1:30. So 1 o'clock is Days of Our Lives. So you get a half an hour, you know.
Really?
And then 1:30 is Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh, I wish 1:30 was when Bold and the Beautiful was on here. But since I'm always a day behind, I watch it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know why I heard about that? So I'm like, what? Are you guys sue? And then sue enough? Yeah. That is crazy.
Well, Carrie and I realized it when I was chatting with her and we were talking about B&B. And she kept saying things, and I'm like, how did I miss that? I was watching today, and I kept doing it. And finally I said, wait a minute. What was your episode? Like, give me a running thing of glimpses of the show today. And she told me, and I go, well, that's not anything like I watch. And that's when I realized I'm a day behind her.
That's what they do in Canada. Canada is already on Friday's episode, Thursday's episode, because the one girl posted it up on YouTube. So tomorrow, I've already seen half of tomorrow's episode today. And I'm a little
bit
about it.
But how do you see Canada's version?
Because the girl, she lives in Canada, and she puts it up on her YouTube channel. Like, because Canada is, like, always a day ahead. So she always puts it, like, on YouTube. She says, for the USA fans, here's what's going to happen. Because she sometimes...
For what show?
For Young and the Restless.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, tomorrow's episode is going to be all about, you know, them remembering Cassie and some other stuff that happened. And I'm a little... I don't like how... I mean, I'm glad that Young and the Restless... I can honestly say Young and the Restless is one of the few soaps that can remember the anniversary of losing a child.
Right.
But I don't like how they already have Sharon. Like, okay,
yeah.
You haven't even really been around your other daughter much, so...
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just, I have a great with Sharon, and today at work, my co-workers and me were talking about that. He's like, Sharon is worse than Brooke on Bold and the Beautiful. There.
Oh, absolutely. I got to agree, and I don't like either one of them, so... I mean, if
I
got to put one...
Yeah, I mean, I love Brooke. She has her flaws, but Sharon is just a hypocrite.
Oh, I can't... Brooke drives me nuts. I'd like to send her to counseling, but not with her daughter.
I don't know. Just something about Hope lately. I've just been like, get over it. Like,
Hope needs to grow up. She's really way too immature, and I don't think Liam's going to marry her.
I don't think so either.
I don't think William should marry neither one of them.
I think he needs
to grow up.
I think he has. He's just not admitting it.
I think
he will when the marriage comes. He's not going to do it.
I think he's the problem, though. He has two people. He can't make his mind up. Isn't he a little...
No, he will. He will. I guarantee it. In Italy, he will.
Well, I think he's a little... He's stringing them both along.
I think he's just totally clueless male.
Well,
you know?
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah. He is clueless. But you know what? I don't like what they did with the psychiatrist today. I don't like that. Do you agree with that, Shiloh?
What part? You mean that it's taped?
That it's being bugged?
Well, for Bill, that makes sense. I mean,
I don't think it's right.
Well, no, it's not right per se, but it's soapy.
But
he's not hearing anything really that's like earth-shattering.
Now we know she has father problems, daddy problems.
With her dad. I mean, she doesn't know her dad. And with her mom, I would need therapy if Burke was my mother.
But now it's about the father. Now, of course, we know what's his name's coming back.
Yeah.
We know he's coming back, but right. I mean, I don't think it's right that he listened to her psych. I wouldn't want anyone to listen to mine.
Well, no, but normally you wouldn't. But, I mean, this is Bill we're talking about. Bill's not exactly... diplomatic,
ethical.
I guess, when it
ethical.
Comes to hope.
Ethical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill's out of the ballpark. He doesn't want hope.
I know he doesn't want hope, but I think that was below the belt. He's kicking a little below the belt.
Yeah, but he's that way. Anyways, that's the way I've seen him. I was shocked when he told his wife, well, that's not happening. You're getting an abortion. I thought, oh, my God, that's so... hard to hear,
but I understand
even though,
that. But I understand that.
Well, and I do too. But it was just so shocking to hear it. I'm like,
how's
your wife so excited? And
well, you know, last week when we talked, I was upset that he said that. But then I don't know the behind the scenes story that she had a transplant. So now that I heard that, well, I understand that.
But actually, a lot of transplants can do it. About 6%. Aren't able to carry. So, I mean, actually, the odds are in her favor, but I understand his fear for losing his wife.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's right.
Carrie and I talked one day this week, and I said Bill's acting was really, really good. The day he was crying
and
he was talking to her, Bill was excellent, but I don't like Bill. I don't like Bill, but his acting was excellent. But I still think what he did today with that tape, putting that bug in that doctor's office, I think that was absolutely wrong. I think that was awful.
Well, he didn't. His secretary did it for
him. I know she did it. But that was wrong. He shouldn't have Hope sessions with the psychiatrist. I think that's wicked wrong. I come from Boston, so it was wicked wrong.
Wicked.
There you go.
Brian, you know.
I love it. Wicked wrong.
Wicked.
Wicked.
No, I just think that it would be nice that Bill would just, you know, be a little happy for Katie because, she wanted a baby for so long. Yeah, it's dangerous, but, when your wife just finds out, oh, honey, I'm pregnant, and then the next word from his mouth is, oh, and you're going to get a abortion. Okay, that is not, a good thing.
Yeah, it was hard to hear. I mean, it was hard for me to hear, too, that he was just so cold about it. But
callous.
Callous. I mean, here she's so excited that this is a miracle because I assume they said she couldn't have kids.
Yeah, they said she couldn't.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like a miracle. And I can see her excitement, but I can understand his concern because he's thinking, you know, if she dies, how am I ever going to live with this child knowing that I lost my wife because she had the child? You know? It's different for guys than women. You know, women have real blood ties to a child. Men don't.
Now, he really loves Katie, right?
Yes, he does.
Even though he fooled around with Steffi, right? He still loves Katie.
It's a midlife crisis.
That's the impression. I didn't watch them, but that's the impression I got from Carrie.
I watched it before that, and then I stopped watching because I thought the show was stupid, so I stopped watching. And then I used to read it in Soap Opera Digest, everything that was happening. So I read about him and Steffi, but I never saw it.
I was shocked when Carrie told me that. I'm like, you're kidding me. Steffi liked him that much? I'm like, ew, he's like twice her age.
I stopped watching when she was kind of after him, and I stopped watching because I couldn't stand Steffi anymore. I couldn't watch the character.
Right.
I just couldn't watch her anymore. So I stopped
watching.
But I
love her now. I think she's great.
She's acting okay now, but
she's
got
very
so bad
mature.
For me. But when she's bad, she's really bad, and I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it.
I wouldn't have been able to watch it then.
You couldn't have watched her when she was bad because she was
no.
so bad. Right, Callie?
Yeah, she was. She was, oh, my God. And, you know, I mean, now I'm torn between the two, really. I'm like, I do feel sorry for Hope.
Me
because
too.
Of the man she loves, okay, saying that. But then I feel sorry for Steffi, too, in a way, because she's grown to love this guy, and this is the thing that isn't so, like, mental hospital is so kind of dry with Jason and Sam. Okay, Liz is the best for Jason, hands down, end of story, period.
Right.
But with this, I waffle back and forth and back and forth on it because I'm like, you know, I mean, both of those girls have both had a traumatic life, you know. But, you know, Steffi lost Phoebe. I mean, losing your twin is probably really hard. So, you know, I feel sorry for, you know, both of them. But I think Liam needs a man up and decides who he really wants to be with.
I agree.
For life, because...
But I really don't think Hope is really mentally prepared to be married yet. She is way too flawed at this point. She needs to work on herself first.
But I think she is.
And then get married.
But I
Not
think she
now.
Is working. I think she is
well,
working on herself.
Trust me, she hasn't had... She needs to have some serious therapy time in. And she hasn't even had that yet. I don't think she really knows what she wants yet. I think Liam is kind of like the perfect guy for her because she didn't get her first look. I think her first love is her real love.
Oh, Oliver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see Oliver in her, but what I saw of her remembering, she still loves that kid.
I saw her with Oliver. That was when I was watching it.
Well, and what I don't understand is why her mother... Knowing that this kid is with her daughter and she's sleeping with a teenager, I'm like, are you kidding me?
The thing is, because they were wearing masks, and I mean,
it doesn't matter.
But it was
got.
She thought it was Ridge.
I would mistake Ridge and Oliver really easily, I'm sure.
I do like book. And so
I do too, but I think she needs to first get through all of her family issues.
I think Brooke and Bill should butt out. Both of them.
Well, I agree, but Brooke isn't gonna do that. Brooke runs.
And neither is Bill.
Hopes. I told Carrie when I saw Brooke sitting in with Hope during her sessions, and she was going to leave, and Hope told her mom to stay, I'm going, okay, she is not anywhere near mature enough that she needs Mama Dear to sit with her during counseling sessions. I'm sorry, that's a big flash for me. I'm like, are you kidding me? My daughter, just because of our divorce, I made sure she went in when she felt like it. I left it up to her. And she did. And the therapist said, now we're going to have you step out. I said, that's perfectly fine. I already told Nicole, I do not need to be in here. She needs to be able to express her concerns and questions without any kind of influence from me. And I walked out. And I had no issue with it. And Brooke's sitting there going, talking for her during her daughter's sessions. And I'm like, Brooke, shut up.
Well, I think Bill is too involved with his son's life, too. I know he wants the best for him, but I think Brooke with Hope and Bill with Liam should stay out of their lives. I think Bill, too.
I agree. But Bill at least sees the train wreck getting ready to happen, and he doesn't want his son to look at what he has in Steffi before he jumps into this thing with Brooke.
I agree
100%.
I think Bill's causing some of the train wreck.
No, because Liam is the one who tore up those papers. That shocked the crap out of me. I thought, okay. And
yeah,
he had tears in his eyes.
Don't you think facts leading up to that, like her having the photographers follow her all around, like at the windows, in the doors?
She didn't do that.
And that's why she took a pill?
Oh, but that's just it. She should have been able to handle that.
I don't know.
She shouldn't
have needed
anything.
I don't think I could.
That's just, well, I think if this woman's going to get married and she couldn't handle something like that, she does not. She is not ready for marriage.
Even Steffi said the photographers were all over. Steffi Steffi doesn't know they went to the house. Steffi doesn't even
know
how far they went.
I know, but ultimately, that girl could have gone to a room where they couldn't get to her. Or like Liam said, why didn't you call security? I mean, they're on this huge estate that probably has private security. They could have called, she could have called them immediately and called the cops. No, she sits there and takes a pill. I totally agreed with Liam.
But it didn't have to happen because Bill didn't have to do that.
But she didn't need to take a pill. She should have been growing up enough to handle it.
I still think that was so wrong of Bill to do that.
Well, it was wrong. But, I mean, she's the one who opened the door by kissing him in public when she's been preaching for months about being pure as the driven snow. You can't be kissing a married man out in public.
No, I agree with that.
You know, so she opened, by her immaturity, she opened that door. And now she doesn't like it, but she has to live with that decision. She should have been in therapy way before any of this that she Liam prepped.
She first opened that door by thinking they already got the annulment.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, this is a soap that, you know.
She thought they got the annulment when she announced they were getting married because she thought she signed the papers. And Liam supposedly was trying to tell her, but he didn't try too hard.
Well, she should have never done it unless she knew for sure they were signed. Part of this is she needs to be a responsible adult. If she's getting married, those are things she should have done before she ever did what she did. That's what I'm saying. Her immaturity shows at every turn. So I do believe that she is not ready for marriage until she does some serious counseling because her mother has run the show. Her mother's the one that's running around going, they're having a wedding. They're doing this. It isn't her. It isn't Hope running around. It's her mother.
No, I think Brooks, but I like Brooke, but I think Brooks at fault a lot about this. I think Brooke's wrong in a lot of this. She goes to Liam. She starts saying stuff to Liam. She goes to Steffi. She starts saying stuff to Steffi. I think Brooke is wrong in a lot of this. But
no, Liam's the one that's the wrong. If anybody's going to be wrong.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Him and Hope. They need to both get their acts together. Liam is old enough. He should not be riding this fence. He should be able to go back and go, okay, we need to put the brakes on here because I'm having some
second thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
But
and
Hope
he
be going, we need to put the brakes on till I can get my brain together and be ready for a complete and total marriage.
And he should have told Hope she signed those papers and he ripped them up. Should have told her.
Oh,
and
I know.
Should have told her because it's going to come out.
Well, why in her mother meddles in all this shit? Why in the hell didn't she tell Hope then? So Hope
should have
made it.
But
so
I think
Hope
Liam should have told Hope.
Well, I do. I agree. But he's planning on marrying Hope, so he probably figures it's a non-issue.
It's going to be an issue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to marry Hope. I bet you he walks away.
I think Hope's going to find out about the papers, and she might walk away.
Well, in reality, I'd like them both to walk away because I don't
think
Hope's ready.
Or she's going to get her hands on some pills.
Liam's ready. No, I don't think she'll go back to pills.
When she finds, I don't know what she's going to do when she finds out Steffi signed those papers.
Well, she needs to be a big girl. That's how come. She can't depend on pills if something doesn't go her way. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what she's going to do with that.
No, I think she'll be able to handle it if she keeps going to her therapist. But she needs to be going, like, every other day.
Don't you love Hillary B. Smith as a therapist?
I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
She's so
happy to see her again today. I'm like, yay, she's in such a perfect role.
Yeah, well, too
she's
bad they couldn't get
it. She's on Venice,
yeah, well,
too. She's excellent.
Well, it's too bad that they could not get Robert Esposito on.
Oh. That would be cool.
I would love to see them. You know, but it's what Lois said, too, about One Life to Live in the General Hospital. Now they are General Hospital people.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. I don't think they're mm-hmm. One Life to Livers anymore. It's only these people that are all upset about them that keep calling them One Life to Livers. And I'm like, wait a minute. These people are now part of this show. You got to show them some respect. They're seasoned professionals instead of getting these newbies that have no real talent or no real storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
but,
lady White, Ewan.
I saw the new hospital for a minute today because I knew Laura was coming on. And in the last moment, Sunny and Spinelli had a scene. And
yeah, it was
Sunny
good.
Sunny was sort of nice to him, and
yeah,
I was crying.
He was.
Like,
he was, yes.
I'm like, good, Sunny, you're not being mean to my husband. I don't have to kill you.
No,
I love
Spinelli was
Sunny
nice to him.
When he's calm. When
yeah,
he's got
yeah.
a level head,
you know,
I love Maurice.
Now yeah, and you know what he said about Spinelli? He said, oh, I guess both of us have women that we love that,
yep.
you know, are in jail. And
yep.
I'm, like, thinking, yeah, you do. You really do, you do.
Now we know Johnny was the one that shot the tires. Can you believe it? We didn't
okay,
know that.
No, but,
I had no clue.
All I got to say is, what the fuck? Johnny killed Anthony in almost mob-style suiting. It was like,
yes,
whoa.
That was a shocker.
Whoa, it was. I'm like, oh
yep.
my God.
Yep.
I'm like looking at it. And
yep.
I'm like.
And Johnny put his father's body in Tracy's photos.
I loved how she came back. She goes, how come people can't put boat equipment back or whatever?
I know, but
the body's there now. What's going to happen?
Yeah, because when.
Johnny's
when,
killed four people now. Four people. Three people.
Well, he's really shook up about the kid.
He is. But he blamed it on Connie. That's not
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Well, I don't think.
He blamed
it on Connie. I think
because
it was Connie, that's why he decided to let her take the fall.
Yeah, but that's not
knife.
Right. That's
no,
not right.
No, it's not right, but he is a mobster. So for once, Sonny's not just being nice, Johnny, you know?
But
he's being
Sonny
more
would,
in character.
But Sonny would never do that. Sonny would never blame someone else for that.
Shit, he was ready to...
Yeah.
To practically do in Star when Star was coming after him.
But Sonny would never blame someone if he did it himself. Sonny would own up to that if he killed.
Sonny never does that kind of stuff. That's why he has Jason.
Okay, that's
yeah,
be nice.
Yeah, but Jason would never. If
what,
Sonny? Like
no,
that,
yeah. You're
Jason
right,
would
Jason
kill someone
would
point
not.
Blank. Jason would kill
Jason
someone
would
point
not.
Blank.
Yeah, and, you know, I kept thinking about Anthony, and I kept, because when Tracy went over to go see Luke and. He goes, thank you for doing what you did to Anthony or whatever. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, Tracy.
Did you notice she took the box of chocolates back?
Yeah.
I laughed. I'm like, leave those chocolates for
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, but what I keep thinking about the fact that the body now at Tracy that I keep thinking, oh, my God, okay.
I loved how she fell down. It was just good.
I know, and you know what? I mean, you know what? To be honest, okay, am I sad that Anthony is not on the show anymore? Well, no, but I'm just sorry that Jason wasn't
funny.
The one.
Oh, he
yeah,
is
but
funny.
I'm going to miss him a little bit.
Well,
yeah,
a little
too.
Bit, but I was sorry that Jason himself did not get put the bullet in him for all the shit. Anthony started, you know, with Sonny and Jason. I'm like, okay, the grandson just, you know, did the grandfather in. This is comical.
Where does this leave Johnny's future?
Well, now we see Anthony, which I think is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, all I got to say, if I killed someone I kept seeing the pussy I killed, I would be really freaked out. I'm sorry, but I'm like, you know, last night, because, you know, not having subnet, I fast-forwarded, just to make sure no breaking news, and I'm fast-forwarding it. I'm like, what? I saw the gun. I saw Donnie pick up the gun. I'm like, okay, goodbye, Anthony. Yeah, but I hope that Luke and Teresa will. I hope Luke doesn't get blamed for it. But
me too.
I keep thinking, oh my God, you know, Luke and Sonny for the past year has been both of them saying they wanted to call it out. And I keep thinking, you know, in a way, I kind of want them to blame Sonny and Luke just because of my selfishness. I love it when Sonny and Luke have scenes together. I love their chemistry together.
Oh, my God, Carly, did you see what happened today? I don't want to say it and talk to Kathy about it if you haven't seen it.
Oh, I know. I mean, I saw the whole show. I passed first some, but...
So you heard about Mac?
Yes, poor Mac.
I about fell off my chair when that woman just comes in and goes, "You're fired." I'm like, holy shit.
What?
Poor
yeah,
Mac got fired.
Woman.
Mac got fired.
I told you, I told you she would go, Mac, Felicia, and Maxie would all leave the canvas at the same time to go reunite or regroup or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Yep, because he wants to spend time with Maxie. I just about fell over. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, I know. When she came in and said, "You're fired," Mac was so good, too. I love Mac.
He said, "I need to spend time with my niece."
Yeah.
So it works out fine for me. I just was surprised who got asked to take his place. I'm like,
Anna.
Oh, wow, this is
Anna.
Kind of a cool twist.
It's not the first
time,
right?
You know, but you know what? I keep thinking about Anna being, you know, I'm thinking, okay, this looks great for you, look. I know, because I'm enjoying
The whole thing is Anna overheard Luke and Tracy talking. So Anna's going to think Luke killed Anthony
Zaccara.
Well, what I think, because I've been hearing rumors that a long time vet is leaving, I'll bet you it's Tony.
No, don't say that.
I'm just guessing because I think he wants to go back to Denmark. He's used to taking those big time off time.
Amsterdam,
okay.
That's what I believe he's gay. And I think that's where
Okay, Kathy, stop saying that because while I'm in love, like Anthony Geary was like my celebrity crush.
I think
and
it's okay that he's
like
gay.
Every time I have a celebrity crush, they end up being gay. And I'm
them anymore. But I thought the same thing, but he said he did have a relationship with Elizabeth Taylor.
And my friend Kyle, who is gay, he's like my closest friend in the world, besides my girlfriend in Arizona, but he's like my closest friend here since I was 17 years old. He said, yeah, Tony Geary would be, Elizabeth Taylor was surrounded by gay guys. So,
that's what I thought a long time ago.
Okay, but
he said Elizabeth Taylor had all gay friends.
Yep. Yeah, but he also said in one interview he did Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah,
he said he loved Elizabeth Taylor, I think.
I thought he
said that also, Carly. I thought that's what I heard him say.
Yes, that's what I heard. Because
I was shocked. I'm like,
I thought
he was gay.
Yeah, and then when Liz died, he said,
you know what he said? He said they were in love.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said they were in love.
Well,
you know what,
he could have been testing the waters. I mean, I don't know.
But you know what? I've been thinking about Elizabeth Taylor and Anthony, you know, I'm like, but I'm sure Anthony Geary at one time or another met Michael Jackson, because Liz Taylor and Michael Jackson were BFFs too.
Yeah.
So that's what
I'm
we're
on the radio. I hate to talk about this on the radio. I don't know.
Well, you know,
we're not even on the radio anymore, are we?
Yeah,
we are logically still recording, but, you know, really, people don't listen to me past the recording. Well, sometimes they do. So on Friday, so you guys, that got a lot of hits.
Well, I would say I love Tony Geary. I know people don't, but I love Luke, and I think he adds comedy to the show, and I will miss him if he goes, and I hope it's not him.
I love Luke.
I don't blame him for wanting to retire.
I will.
I know.
I don't want him to go.
I know, but you know how I looked it up, and then that's when I called the news that COVID was a little sick in the head. Okay, Anthony Geary is like a year or two younger than my dad, and when I heard that, I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I did not. And I told my dad that. I'm like, thanks a lot. You just had to be born a year.
He was older than me when I started watching him come to GH.
Yeah,
so I know he's older than me. He's in his 60s.
Yeah, but he doesn't look. Yeah, but he doesn't look it.
He was on this soap called Bright Promise.
Well,
did you ever watch Bright Promise?
Some work
no.
done.
There was this soap called Bright Promise, and he was on that. And you know who was on that too?
He had a facelift here. That's why
I don't think so.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he did.
You know,
yeah,
okay. Is this me, or do you think Zane Elliott had a face up? I could swear.
Oh, no,
had a face.
I don't think Gene did. I really don't.
Jeannie?
No, not
Elliott.
Jeannie. Zane Elliott, yeah. Because I
did
was
not
looking
have a
at
face left
she said she said she had no work.
Right.
Okay,
her face has always. If you look at her movies long ago,
yeah.
I mean, she was in Baby Boom, I think it was.
She was in the movie She was in the movie Change of Habit with Elvis.
Yes. And her looks are very fine, and she's never lost it. It's in the genes. You either have it or you don't.
Oh well,
she
but
has.
You know who has? You know who I believe has is Deidre Hall. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, she's had work done.
She's had tons of work.
Yeah, lots.
Tons of work.
Yeah.
She had a few. She had it years ago.
Yeah.
And she's had it again.
Yeah.
You know, I was.
And Drake Hogerson has had some work.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He has. I was looking at his eyes when he smiled today. Not smiled. He kind of made a face. His crow's feet.
Yeah.
He had them done because he had a little bit, but I saw him before with a lot of it.
I've seen a lot of the guys that got it done, and, you know, that's cool. I understand that they're trying to maintain. But I'm glad for those who didn't, and they naturally either aged and they incorporated it, or they're just naturally good-looking.
Sunny had some Botox. Sonny has the Botox, and his number 11's on the
forehead. Really?
Yeah.
That
guy's got gray hair, and they make him dye it every time he does a
shot. You know, two people I know that probably would never go under the knife. I don't think Steve or Becky will ever. Because Steve looks more hot now.
Becky won't have to.
Becky won't have to. Her mom looks good.
Yeah.
So I was somewhere where
Steve
the
has
celebrity.
Gray hair showing.
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
oh my
he
gosh.
Does. But his hair's so light, you don't see it. Like with Sonny, to me, Sonny's the perfect man because of his dark features to have gray hair. He'd be sexy as hell.
He has.
And they make him dye it.
It looks like it's shoe polish. You know what they used to say, shoe polish?
Well, they grease it up so bad.
I
Have
know.
Have you seen his hair when he's relaxed at home. It's curly.
I know he has curly hair. Well,
he has beautiful hair.
When I saw him in person, when I saw him in person, his hair wasn't all slicked back. It wasn't
right,
slicked
look
back.
At,
he had some curl in it.
Right?
Yeah, look at his little boy. He looks almost exactly like him.
Well, his little boy's adopted.
No.
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 Oh, I thought I just read not too long ago he was adopted.
No, he had a little boy himself.
No. When you all who was adopted, he adopted
his
wife's sister. Because the sister, the mother, his mother-in-law died, and the sister was only like 14 or 13,
that's
and he
right.
adopted her.
Oh.
But his little
cool.
boy, he was dying for a little boy, and he finally had one. That was Paula.
Yeah.
That's Paula's. Paula
yeah,
and him.
Yeah.
Okay, did they
yeah.
maybe have a surrogate? It's their egg and sperm, but they had a surrogate do
nope.
it then?
No,
I don't
think
so. She was pregnant. I remember when she was pregnant.
Because she was older then.
Mm-hmm.
She's not that old.
Well,
I remember when
Maurice's.
Well, I remember when they
he's
were
pregnant. He's only in his 40s. What is he, 45?
No, dear. He's, he is in his 40s. I thought he was closer to 50, though.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's like 45.
Now you've got me curious.
Look it up.
I am.
Come on.
But
he had that baby. That baby was, Paula had that baby. That boy. And he was so happy because he had a boy.
Yeah,
right,
I know
Callie?
They wanted a boy.
Callie, am I right?
I am. I can tell you.
He was born in 63.
So when I was born in 54.
In fact, he's had his birthday already. His birthday's it's March 1st.
Okay, hear this. Okay. Okay,
he's 49.
Paula Smith.
Oh my God.
In 1990, they have four children. Daughter Kaylee Bone in 94. Cassie was born in 1997. Joshua was born 2004.
Yeah.
And he and his wife adopted his wife's sister after her mother's death.
Right. That's right.
And his cousin, Marvin Bernard, played on professional baseball.
Oh, huh.
But
and
he
at
was
22.
I remember seeing Paula pregnant.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And he was excited when that boy was born. Did you ever see his dog?
Yes. It's
huge. And, you know, I mean, yeah.
That thing's a horse.
He brought that dog in the view. That dog is huge.
Oh, I would love to see. Oh, I'll bet you he's a big pussy cat.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Maurice.
I know, but no, I mean, you know what, I mean, you know, my brother and his wife are expecting, you know, December, like, 13th is the due date, but she was late with Cassie by, like, eight days, and so she was freaking out the other day. She's like, oh, God, what if this baby goes into Christmas? And I'm like, well, then I guess we will be spending Christmas in the hospital. But see only will. If this is a girl, my brother wants to go one more time for the boy. And my sister-in-law wants to be done. Like, done, you know. And
she'll change her mind.
Yeah, I don't know, but like, you know, my dad was trying to tell him, you know, if he doesn't have a boy, it's not the worst thing. And my dad said, yeah, if he would just have four girls, he would have been, you know, okay. But my parents had two girls and two boys, so that was easy playing field. And my brother and his wife, my older one, has three girls and three girls and a boy. And, you know, so, I mean, they have five, but the adopted daughter is like 18 now, so yeah. So they adopted one, but the other kids in their family is from 10 to 5. She's going to be 5. Ellie's going to be 5 pretty soon. So,
did
yeah.
they adopt one because they thought they couldn't have kids?
No, what happened actually was they had they had Sophie and Annabelle, and then she was pregnant with Eli, and where they went to church every Sunday, this family, you know, was kind of needed, you know, their kids saved up for adoption. So my brother and his wife took one of the four girls. So, yeah, they always wanted a big family. And then after Eli was born, they thought they were done. They thought they were, okay, this is okay. But my brother goes in for the vasectomy, and so all of them thought, oh, you know, it's okay. 2 weeks later, you guys, she's pregnant.
Really?
Okay, it was like,
they never tell you. They always make, they're supposed to go in for a second sample.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so I had this dream that my sister-in-law was pregnant. And everyone basically said, call me, you crazy. This is not happening, you crazy. 2.5 weeks later, my brother called me. And he goes, I hate you. Like, what? What do I do now? He's like, well, you're my aunt pregnant. And I nearly dropped the phone. And I'm like, yeah, and then my sister was pregnant with her first. And then, you know, 3 months later, my sister-in-law finds out that she was pregnant. And then, you know, so, you know, everyone thought, oh, this is great. And then the last two pregnancies were my sister-in-law was pregnant, and then my older sister was pregnant for the second time, and I was in the room. And you guys, I should have never been in the room. I never wanted to have kids. I never. She traumatized me. No one told me it was going to be bad.
You never saw a film in school on child birth?
I never did.
I did,
and one of the girls had to leave because she said, I feel like I'm going to pass out. I got to leave. She has kids now. Of course, they're all growing, but she does have kids.
I would probably pass out. I don't know if I'd want to. I never saw one.
It's not that big of a deal.
Well, see, I was watching. My guy was like, I'm like, a good, you know, because we got there like, oh, like 7th. No, we got there like 11 because my brother-in-law called us from their house to say, oh, she's ready because we went earlier. And my sister was about to be really dilated. But my sister wanted to go when she was ready, and no one was going to tell her. I'm like, you know, if you have the baby in the car, that would be very funny. Well, I got really death looks from her when I said that. She got the hospital, but it wasn't time, and we stayed for like an hour to 2 hours waiting, and my brother-in-law goes, well, just go home and sleep at our house. It was like 15 minutes away. I get in my pajamas, I call Christy and Terry to say goodnight, and my mom comes in the bathroom and goes, get ready, we are going back to the hospital. And we had a little time, so here my mom was looking for like a Taco Bell because she was hungry, and we could not find one at 1 in the morning. When we finally got there, it was like another 4 hour. You know, and I kind of fell asleep for like a minute, and I got woken up and go, it's really time, and yeah. And it was time, but yeah, it was like, you know, when I was being the night sister, I went up to, and I'm like, is there anything I could do? I could rub your feet. She goes, get away from me. Get away from me. And I'm like, oh. Here I was trying to be nice, and
if she didn't have drugs, if she didn't have an epidural, she's in a severe pain.
But she was not.
I had an epidural. I was happy once I had that. I was like, thank you, Lord.
She finally had it because my mom said, honey, you're in pain. Just take it and just do it. And after the epidural, the reason why she was freaking out about the epidural because she doesn't like needles at all.
Met a person who likes needles unless they're a drug addict.
What about private practice? What about private practice?
Well, true. No, not yet. See, I was more worried about my Grey's Anatomy than my private practice last week. I'm still mad over Grey's Anatomy.
Baby? Oh, I got to watch that. I haven't watched that either.
My God. Amelia wouldn't take drugs.
It's like my grandma said when she had my mom, I'm like, so how was your label? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know why? He goes, because they put us out. They put you out.
Yeah.
And I go, how in the hell did you poof then? And she's like, I don't know. I just did. I'm like, but you out?
Amelia didn't take any drugs. Amelia took nothing. And then I can't tell you what happens, but it is so sad. You're going to cry.
I was crying when I found out she wanted to continue with the baby until she went into labor or whatever. And
She was pretty, I don't know how many weeks she was, but
she was pretty big.
Yeah, she kind of had to do that. I feel so bad for Amelia, what she went through. What do you think?
I know.
I love that show.
And you know what, you guys? She probably doesn't know that her brother was in a plane crash.
Who?
She
doesn't know Derek was in a plane crash, right? She doesn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't know. Yeah,
that
might
be good if she finds out, because take her mind off this.
And you know
who was crying? You know,
her sister, probably.
You know who was awful? Oh, who made me cry so much? What's his name? The psychiatrist.
Okay. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I can't either, but I like him and his wife.
He was sitting in the
room. You're thinking the other guy.
This was the psychiatrist, you know, friendly with Amelia.
Right, the chubbier guy, yeah.
He was sitting in the room with her. He was crying. He was crying his eyes out. He's such a good actor. He's married to someone, and I can't think of who it is. He's married to someone.
I know.
I'm going to have to look
about
that up.
Yeah.
He's married to someone.
I know.
He was crying his eyes out. It was so sad. Oh, I love that show. I'm glad that's not canceled.
I do, too.
You know what? The three of us like the same shows.
A lot of the same ones.
We do
a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know what?
Like,
you don't like American Idol tonight, but
I don't watch
one.
That.
You don't watch it. Callie doesn't watch it.
No.
But
you know what, you guys go watch Blue Blood, because I'm telling you, Blue Blood is so good.
I started watching it, but it's opposite another show I like, so
me
I
too.
Haven't.
I started watching it, but it's opposite something I watch.
Right.
So, I'm in love with it, and when the season and I'm like, damn it.
Did you tape his other movie he did? Tom Selleck's movie?
I didn't tape it for me, but Grandma has a little crush on him, I found out, so.
Oh.
Yes, and you might hear something really weird, okay. So my grandma's son is a dead ringer for Tom Skerritt from, like, Pickett Farm.
Ooh, I like Tom Skerritt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice.
Okay, yeah, he's a dead. I have been out with my uncle before, and Tom Skerritt lives in Seattle. So one night we were out for dinner, and the waitress said, "Oh, Mr. Skerritt, your table is ready." And I'm like, And so he goes, one night we were talking, he goes, "You know what? I had to call into your show," and I'm like, "Oh, that would be really funny." But it's sad that all these shows are ending.
It's good for me because I have so much in my DVR. It's good for me.
Do you know what Sheldon Wallace's real name is?
What?
No.
Brian Benben.
No,
B-E-N.
Who's he married to? He's married to someone.
It doesn't say. Ben spends time. Oh, he has a cattle ranch in Texas with his wife. Let's see. I'm trying to find if they say
maybe
anything.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought he was married to someone.
Okay. Oh! Oh, no. Wait. Start in the hit. Sheldon Wallace. Huh, they don't say her name. They just say, he's not married to Wendy Malick, is he?
Oh, my God, I think that's
I'm just reading he was in a series with Colstar.
No, I thought he was married to someone we knew
some reason. I don't see her name, so I don't know if it is or not. But now that I have his real name, I might be able to find something on him.
So,
I thought he was married to someone we know for some reason.
Well, I'll look it up.
So, Kathy, how traumatic am I going to be? I haven't watched Army Wives yet, and
I haven't either.
Army Wives, okay. I didn't see last week's yet. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I saw the week before. Kim Delaney's doing good.
I love her.
What's her name's going to give her a kidney?
Really?
Yes. And Frank was against it. But then Colonel... I know their real names. Their real life names. No, when Kim Delaney's husband started talking about Frank giving her, about Claudia giving her the kidney, Frank had a change of heart, and he told her it was okay. So she's going to give her the kidney. So she's going to live on.
I love Army Wife.
I love Army Wife.
You know,
I've been watching it.
Oh, he's married to Madeline Stowe.
Okay. From Revenge.
Yes. They have two children.
Okay. I knew someone.
Oh, sorry I interrupted, but I just read it.
I was dying to know.
He has
married
a daughter
to Madeline
and
Stowe.
A son. And their ranch is Fredericksburg, Texas.
Okay, I knew he was married to someone.
Wow. I would have never guessed those two.
And I read they don't get along that good. Or I saw them on The View. You got to watch The View. You get all the scoop. They don't get along.
I don't like The View.
They don't get along all the time, and they have problems, but they... I think on The View they said they don't always get along. Something about their marriage. It's not perfect. Whose is?
I was going to say, whose is?
But they were kind of honest about it, but they've been together, I don't know how long. But he's married to Madeline Stowe. That makes sense. That's who I remember. That's it.
Wow.
And she's
wow, yeah.
She's better.
They are not hooding. They are not hooding for money, people.
No.
I can't
mean,
wait
no.
to watch Revenge. I don't know when I'm going to watch
it. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and you
I
know.
Know.
What? You know what I wanted to ask Laura tonight was about the Jose Abdul. You know, that one day that we saw that Michael was getting replaced by the old Michael, but that was like one day we are treated. I mean, you heard a lot of about Brandon leaving, blah, blah,
I don't
blah.
I don't think she would have told.
I know.
No,
either,
I don't
but,
either. Because she seems pretty happy just having the job and dealing, working with all the people she has.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but
because when you...
I was
yeah, I mean,
very
when,
happy that she complimented Chad so well. Because
yeah,
I yep. like Chad Duell. I think he's doing a great job.
Me too.
But,
yeah, and if you remember, she's been through different casts. She's been through sad, I mean... In the time she's been there's been three Michaels, you know, that she had to, you know, do, you know, I mean, so,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
I loved her. I thought she was great.
Yeah, I loved it what she said about Sarah Brown. I thought that was good, too. I mean.
That was a good question.
Well, yeah, and, So wait, so are you guys going to watch Revenge tonight, or are you guys going to wait till tomorrow?
I don't know. I probably will, too, because I can fast forward. Since I had it on during the show, I know I got in my, if I'm counted in the ratings, I'll probably fast forward through it.
I won't watch it tonight, not tonight. I want to sit down, maybe on the weekend. Pay attention.
I'll watch it tomorrow if I get up early enough. I'll watch it.
Yeah, I won't watch
you know
it
that,
tonight.
You know what? That whole thing about getting up early enough. Yeah, it's like I'm not a morning person, you guys. I am not a morning person. You don't want to talk to me for like an hour in the morning because when I wake up, I'm not a morning person.
I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep. The other night I went to sleep at 11:30. I went to bed. I'm trying to do what the doctor said. Go to bed early, set your alarm early, and get up. Even if you don't sleep all night, get up and try to get on a schedule. Doesn't work. I went to sleep at 11:30. I laid in bed for like 4 hours. Couldn't
but
sleep.
But you need to do it every night. You have to try
I
and
know.
Do it.
I know. So
because
next day,
you can't just give up after one time or two times.
The next
your
day.
Your body's conditioned to those hours now, so
I
you got to
yep.
wean yourself off.
The next day I got up. I got up in the morning at like 8:30. I got up. I said, I had some Gatorade, my favorite thing to drink, low-calorie Gatorade grape. I had some Gatorade. I said, well, that will get me going. I had some of that. I said, oh, I can't stay up. Can't stay up. My knees were weak. I couldn't stay up. I couldn't stay up. I went back to bed for a little while, got up again. I said to Billy, I can't stay awake. I had to marinate chicken. So I cut the chicken, marinated. I said, I have to go back to bed. I have to go back. I went back to bed. I was so tired. I went back to bed, stayed in bed the whole day. Kerry called me at, I forget what time it was. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Billy said, Kathy's sick. I don't know why he says I'm sick. Said,
oh,
Kathy,
yeah. She
Kathy,
told me that.
Yeah,
yeah
says,
that's right, yeah.
He says, Kathy's sick. She's in bed. I said, Billy, can't you say I'm taking a nap? Something like that. I was sleeping. I slept through General Hospital, half of it. I rewound it at 4, went back to sleep. I was sleeping the whole day. I couldn't wake up. Couldn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know.
You're putting yourself in way too much stress trying to get to sleep early.
Exactly.
You know what I think?
I think
there's a medication my doctor gives me. And
yep.
He gives me this medication, and the medication doesn't make you go to sleep. but it makes you stay asleep. So when you get up, you're really tired. I told my psychiatrist that. I said, this medication is making me stay asleep, but it's not making me go to sleep. But when I wake up, I'm really, really tired. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's that. He said, no, that wouldn't do that. He said the medication doesn't do that, but I think it does.
Well, you can also tell him that those medicine might work for one person, but then it doesn't work for another one.
Well, because you're staying up so late, your body's internal clock is, like, totally whacked.
I know. I'm all screwed up. I'm just... So tonight, I'm not going to bed early. I can't go to bed early.
No, what you need to do is start working towards, like, do 30 minutes earlier.
Exactly.
And keep moving it. You know, sleep a couple days with a half an hour earlier, then bump it back to maybe 45 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And do that for a few days. There's so many sleep method things. Like I was told once a long time ago in a meditation thing, they said if you have a hard time going to sleep, they said when you lay down, lay on your back.
I can't.
Relax. No, you won't fall asleep that way, but this exercise will help you. And you lay on your back, you relax, and then you tighten up your whole body mentally. Tighten it all up. Then, in your mind, you go from your toes and you start mentally relax the toes. Then you relax your foot, then you relax your ankle, and you work your way slowly up your whole body. Before you get to your head, you usually have fallen asleep, because one of the problems I have when I have a problem sleeping, I can't shut my mind off.
I can't either.
And that helps you focus on something very basic instead of everything else.
See, I say prayers before I go to sleep. I say these prayers. I've said I'm Catholic. I say these prayers since I was a kid. And usually I try, not that I don't want to say the prayers, but I fall asleep in the middle of them. And then I pray for people after I say the prayers. I pray for this one. I pray for you guys now. You're in my prayers. So I pray. Well, no, I pray for you. I say, Shiloh, Kali, Chrissy. I say, all you guys, I name them. Well, I'm through these prayers now. And I pray for everyone that's passed. I go my mother, my father. I go my grandmother, my cousin. Now I'm finishing the whole list. I'm done. Then I say, oh, my God, I'm still... I'm finished all the prayers, and I'm still... Last night, Billy couldn't sleep either. He sleeps really good. Right now, he's sleeping on the couch. Did you hear him yell out to Laura?
Yes.
I heard something.
I thought it was funny.
I wanted to kill him. I'm not talking to him. I told him I'm not talking to him. That's it. He warned...
What did he say? I didn't hear any.
Oh,
I heard him yell, but I didn't hear anything specific.
I'm not talking to him. I'm done. I told him
okay,
that's
no.
it. I said
okay,
that's
Kathy?
It.
Kathy, okay, you love him, so you know that's not really
no,
it.
No, I don't. I told him tonight he swore on his father's soul, he did, that he wouldn't say a word because he has a mouth. He said he wouldn't say a word. I said, I'm going in the bathroom when I talk to Laura, which I was. I went in the bathroom when I talked to Laura because I knew he'd say something because he loves Kali. I knew he'd say something because he wanted to get something in. I knew he would say something. I went in the bathroom.
Okay.
I talked to her. I came out. For 1 second, I came out. He said, yeah, hi, Laura. I love Kali. Something like that. I love Kali or something, he said, because he likes Kali. He had to say it. He had
okay,
to say
Kali.
It.
You cannot be upset with him. Okay, Kathy, come on. You can't be upset with him for more than like a day.
I'm not talking to him. He's sleeping on the couch. He fell asleep. I told him, I'm not sleeping in the bed with you. I'm not even going near you. You had to do that? You had to get your 2 cents in with her, didn't you? No, I'm